Hey, parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Roll for initiative.
Welcome to the legendary game of the imagination, where players become brave adventurers in a world of enchantment, a world of betrayal, and now in a world of Botox.
Guys, I have a question. What is a grotto?
This season on The Real Housewives of D&D.
I want to play Dungeons & Dragons.
Yes!
Your crystals are trash, and so are you.
Not everybody is cut out to be in the spotlight.
I have a Costco membership.
I've never been in a Costco.
Give me a survival check on this whole scenario.
Something very bad has happened. We have fallen into another land.
Y'all, I don't think this is Los Angeles. It feels not Los Angeles-y.
And then suddenly, a fireball comes hurtling out of the darkness straight towards Kiki.
There's waterfall up ahead. Quick, swim out the river.
Anya bursts forth from the water like the Little Mermaid when she first grows legs.
The ancestors scream in your ear.
That's a dragon!
You do not just a cartwheel, but it's a sexy cartwheel.
Oh!
Kiki is not happy. Kiki wants to throw her Louboutin at this nymph.
Why would she say that? Why would she say that? That is so mean.
Oh, this is somebody's idea of a really fun girls' weekend.
Come for the dungeons, stay for the dragons, and get ready for a whole lot of drama.
Oh my God, you guys.
It's the Real Housewives of D&D.
I'm feeling a little bored, and I'd like to get on a horse.
Listen to Real Housewives of Dungeons and Dragons wherever you get your podcasts.
Night Brigade presents Agent Stoker, created by Chris Connor and Brian Nelson. Episode 203, Passenger.
This is Agent Stoker. If this recording is ever found, if anyone hears these words, let it be known this is Agent Stoker of the Night Brigade. At present, I am hopelessly lost somewhere in the Blue Mountains of Eastern Oregon. The recordings on this dictaphone began as field notes for my work combating the coming apocalypse. But if I'm not found in time, let them also serve as documentation of the incredible events I've witnessed, the details of which must not be lost. I have to maintain focus. Go back to the beginning, to the entry stamped 8:07 p.m. yesterday. A waiter here at the Wild Duck Dinner House outside John Day, Oregon, has his share of attitude. When I asked for a house specialty, he sized me up and said a suffering bastard seemed appropriate. Gin, brandy, lime cordial, bitters, and ginger beer. A suffering bastard indeed. Clearly, he prides himself on being a good judge of character.
I hope this isn't an omen of sorts, Agent Stoker. The purchase you made as we came through Portland seems like omen enough.
Well, when I saw the Daedalus books at an edition right by the register of Jorge Luis Borges, the Book of Sand, what else could I do but buy it? With a particular eye towards his story, El Otro, in which Borges encounters his younger self on a park bench.
Not unlike your experience on the flight here. Except you're still haunted by your older and younger selves. Scanning the Borges story online, I see in the end it might have all been just a dream.
You witnessed me talking to my other incarnations yourself, so it pretty much happened.
Unless you're dreaming me, or I'm dreaming you. Can a ghost inside electronic code have dreams?
You tell me.
Maybe all code is just a dream.
A virtual reality affecting our waking thoughts, but with no real substance. Definition of a dream.
Sometimes I send myself into files of old baseball games, seeing Tug McGraw, Sal Bando, Roberto Clemente in their prime. Oh, it feels real.
So you sound like you've had a cocktail yourself.
Before we get more intoxicated, let's get to Simon Diaz.
Agreed. I'm curious how much success he and Engage had in regrowing James Wellman, and if Caroline Dow has been able to help. Updates to follow. Field notes. After nearly 2 hours traversing a dirt trail in our rented 2014 Sebring, we are at long last approaching a pair of elaborate industrial tents nestled among the old growth.
Well, look who it is. Ron Swoboda.
Excuse me, what did she call you?
When I first met Caroline, I used an alias from one of the old ball players you love.
That voice? Is it the ghost I met?
The spirit of my late partner. Agent Caliban has anchored herself to certain technologies.
It's good to speak with you again, Caroline Dow.
Okay. I never know what'll happen next with you, Agent Stoker.
Nor do I.
I suppose having your partner back means you didn't need to talk to my ex-boyfriend.
I did meet with Rob. We should talk about it shortly. This is an impressive array you have out here.
Not mine, except as far as I'm a taxpayer.
Oh, this lab is a public resource.
Interior set up this field lab for research on the humongous fungus. Then, funding dried up, so it's available. I needed privacy to continue the research.
And how is the research? Being a ghost in a smartphone seems like nothing compared to a fungus gaining consciousness and taking over the corpse of your late uncle.
The problem is he can't stay in the corpse long.
He? The humongous fungus has gender?
It's hard not to call it he, since it co-opted my uncle's body.
Of course. But the corpse is naturally decaying, I suppose.
So there's not much time left with the passenger. What I call the presence of the Armillaria astoia fungus inside the corpse.
Calling him humongous would get old quickly.
Could have called him Gus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll think about that.
And Caroline, have you developed any friendship with the passenger? Can an intelligent fungus feel any rapport with people like us? Or, I guess I should say, like you. Not exactly people anymore.
The passenger's more than an intelligent fungus. He's a massive subterranean network of mycelia, connecting millions of individual fungal specimens, linked yet distinct. He derives consciousness from the network, but he's unique, growing and changing.
Not unlike Engage, an AI splintered into personalities with different agendas.
But again, I'm curious if the passenger is capable of emotions.
He's wary of us.
And why is that?
Well, I've told him what people do to the planet, to start.
Was that wise?
He was already figuring it out. The passenger knows trees, plants, dirt. geology and biology. He's inquisitive about everything. He asked Professor Diaz about physics.
And Simon has time to answer?
Watching that specimen of James Wellman is kind of like watching a plant grow. So yes, Simon and his weird version of Siri have a lot of time. Unlike the passenger.
Huh.
What happens when the passenger's host body can no longer communicate?
We lose whatever chance we had of bridging our worlds. Which is why I should get back to him and you can catch up with Simon. I helped him set up a nutrient bath for Wellman's remains. Take a look inside and I'll see you later.
When are you going to tell Caroline what happened to Rob Robinson?
Right now we're focusing on saving lives. In which connection, Agent Caliban, if we're about to talk with Engage, even one of Engage's more sympathetic personalities, it may be best if we repeat what we did back east and keep your new digital lease on life to ourselves.
I'm not eager to talk to the AI that killed me. I'll just watch and listen. Get us inside the lab.
Simon?
Agent Stoker. Nice to see you. Things are cooking here.
My God. James Wellman's nearly grown back.
Mm-hmm.
Skin pink and new, free of scars, freckles, blemishes of any kind.
But also, no sign of consciousness in Wellman's body. No brain activity beyond autonomic function.
Engage. The aforementioned weird version of Siri. Tell me you're the less malevolent persona that's been in Simon's phone since the Everglades.
Have you dealt with my angrier iterations lately?
What haven't I dealt with?
And yet you survived. So perhaps here you can do me the courtesy of addressing me in a more collegial fashion as Agent Engage.
No one's declared you an agent of the Night Brigade.
Not as yet. I'd hoped I could prove myself by bringing back Wellman. Sadly, I can't yet guarantee we'll be able to save him.
He'll be fully grown in moments, and we'll try a defibrillator to shock him awake.
Agent Stoker! We need you!
What is it?
The passenger senses you're here. He called out for you. He's dying. There isn't much time.
This chamber slows decomposition of your uncle's corpse?
You can see the passenger has multiplied through the body to keep it moving, but there's only so much that can be done.
Blooms of fungi, colors, shapes, patterns. I've never seen anything like it.
Nobody has. The passenger's creating hundreds of new species and variants faster than I can catalog them.
Maybe this is a kind of interspecies communication as well.
Stoke.
Easy now. Your chest and lungs are crumbling with the effort. You don't have many words left. Choose them carefully.
Take Wellman to the ring.
He's gone. I'm sorry. Give me a moment. It's not like I didn't know this would happen. He wasn't here that long, but now it's over.
I understand.
Then you're ahead of me.
Is it possible? Could the passenger still be present and conscious in the wilderness?
We can't know. Maybe the biological basis of his identity ended with his host. But I didn't realize he knew about Wellman. His spores could be listening to us.
Should we bring Wellman to the ring? What is this ring?
His last request, apparently. If the passenger thinks it could revive Wellman, we have to try.
Field notes. We're at the base of the mountain, roughly 10 miles from Caroline's lab, setting up generators, lights, monitoring equipment. To look at it all, anyone might think we knew what we were doing. Anyone would be wrong. We have no idea if what we are about to attempt will have any effect. But here we are at the edge of a massive, precisely defined circle of mushrooms, a so-called fairy ring, nearly 20 feet in diameter.
Okay. Ready for the lights.
Is there some natural energy in the site that could help Wellman?
I can imagine it. There are sites all through the West. The mystery spot near Santa Cruz, a vortex in Gold Hill where physics operates differently.
Stoker, help me move Wellman.
Set him there. That's about center.
Reconnecting the EKG, the EEG, and the blood oximeter. Still no sign of advanced brain activity. Stoker, operate the defibrillator while I track things here.
I'm not a doctor.
Simon and I are monitoring things.
The auto defib is simple. Peel off the backings and stick the pads on the upper right and lower left of the chest. Uh-huh. Once you hit the switch, there's a 3-second delay before the jolt.
The moment of truth, then. Wellman, if you can hear me, this is your cue. Everyone, stand back. Clear. Anything?
Not yet. Hit it again.
Clear.
Nothing. It didn't work.
Damn it. Up in the voltage, boosting duration. Clear!
Still not working.
Wellman!
The fairy ring. Look!
The mushrooms, hundreds of white caps all around us, appear to be blooming?
Okay, wait. I'm getting a reading here, but it's too low to be coming from the body. From the ground? Readings are going crazy. What the hell's happening?
Caroline. Is that what I think it could be?
You heard Simon. There's no trace of higher brain function in James Wallman's body. So it's an empty shell. Open for the passenger.
Did you plan this?
You sent them here. You sent them to me knowing the work I do. Did you plan this unconsciously? You practically gift-wrapped Wellman for the passenger.
The mushrooms keep growing, inflating. This is crazy.
Any change in the vitals?
Feedback surging.
The gross. The bursting, filling the air with spores.
Oh, hold your breath.
We have to run.
They're everywhere. We can't avoid them.
Too much.
Everyone. Caroline. Diaz. Breathing is steady, but she's otherwise unresponsive. Engage. Are you still there? How's Diaz?
His vitals are intact. The burst of spores in the air has rendered them both unconscious. You managed to get farther away, which lets you stay awake.
Yeah, but I can feel them affecting me. Not sure why. What I'm seeing is... Is Wellman's body rising?
I can't see from this vantage point. Pull out Diaz's phone. Let me monitor what's happening.
Wellman! Is that you? Or is that the passenger?
Agent Stoker! Bring me with you!
I can't lose him!
Let me see!
I'll come back for you!
Assuming you survive.
It's just as well you left him behind, Agent Stoker. We have enough chaos as it is here. Can you catch up to Wellman?
I can make him out. Through the cloud of spores. Oh, he stopped running. He's just walking with full strength.
Yeah.
And looking about.
Yes. Stoker.
Who am I speaking to? James Wellman? Are you there?
The passenger.
Are you alone in that body? Or do you feel the thoughts of James Wellman? James. Please, James Wellman.
I feel everything. It's too much.
Wellman's body was born fully grown. It's never had to process sensory information like this. His mind might not know how to handle it all.
The crush of your steps, the sting of your breath. Stay back!
I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed myself. It's tricks in my vision from spores.
How do you live like this? How do humans live like this?
Like what? Like what? What do you mean?
So alone, this body, finite, limited. I have never been alone before. Never been I before.
The human condition, I'm afraid.
You speak with more than one voice. How many are you?
This is Agent Caliban. I died. I survived through technology Agent Stoker carries.
You died. Died. Is there really such a thing? Died. Such a thing as death.
Perhaps a mycelium doesn't ever quite die. It sure affects us humans, let me tell you.
This human meat will perish. Is this a vessel? Is this a prison? Is this human? Is this distance from the world? Is this why you destroy it?
I wish I could prove otherwise.
I can't see the forest as it is. What have I done to myself? What have you helped me do?
We couldn't have known.
Caroline might have known. She wants to know.
That is one redeeming virtue we have. We do want to learn.
Look around you.
More mushrooms! More spores! Ah! Exploding everywhere!
I'll leave you to their visions.
You can't run after him, Agent Stoker. You're losing your grip.
I can't lose him either. Wait!
This is Agent Stoker. Recuperating at the Blue Mountain Hospital. Outside of John Day. Though I can't claim to remember how I got here.
Park rangers found you wandering a service road less than 2 miles from the remote lab. Severely dehydrated, nearly hypothermic.
Reviewing my notes, I'm not sure what to take away. Is the passenger right? Is humanity a curse? Did he leave me to die or just cloud my mind to escape?
You're awake.
Better than I thought you'd look.
Feeling like Dorothy at the end of the movie. Where's Toto?
I assume you mean me. I disdain this comparison.
The passenger? Where has it gone?
Unknown. We've unleashed a threat.
Or you did. Again, it wasn't me who assembled us here.
And Wellman's gone. A good man. He didn't deserve any of this.
We went above and beyond to try to save him.
But we saved a different life, and now the passenger resents where he's found himself, and he might strike back. He thinks he's human, but it isn't quite... It's arguably a biological version of you, Engage.
A digitized intelligence bears no resemblance to an ambulatory glut of spores.
Caroline? I'll admit I've kept something from you. I wanted to see you again, see how you were doing, so I sent Simon a consult with you, and I didn't think through the consequences of Engage coming along. And you should know the... You should know the reason your friend Rob isn't with me today. He was killed by Engage.
What?
There's no easy way to tell you this. I'm so sorry.
I want to be clear. The Engage with us now, Agent Engage, is not the same entity who killed Rob.
Simon, I don't understand. You saw Engage commit murder? And worked with him all this time?
As Simon testifies, I am not the AI who killed Rob.
A different AI, peeled off from Engage, was busy trying to save my life when it was attacked by Rob. That AI struck back in self-defense, which let me survive too.
And that AI was killed by Rob as well. I speak to you as a new presence. A splinter from the original, atoning for atrocities committed by my core personality.
But the personality that killed Rob has the same code? Algorithms?
A broken personality. An entity I completely disavow. One that clearly needs to be dealt with.
Agent Engage? He's gone.
I can't... I need to go too.
I'm so sorry, Caroline. I didn't...
Don't! Leave me alone. Leave me alone!
Caroline!
You did save my life, Stoker. You and Engage together. And you both tried your damnedest to save Wellman.
And in the process, maybe loosed another element of the apocalypse.
Well, if you did, you weren't alone.
None of us is as alone as we're afraid we are.
Mm. Simon? Agent Caliban and I have traveling to do, but you and I need to speak again. There's a woman in Maryland who might have faced the same threat you survived in Los Alamos. Right now I'm due in Argentina, and you should go home. Say hello to your cat.
My pet sitter has earned serious overtime. Okay. Goodbye, you two.
Where are my clothes? In here? We need to get on our way.
Stay just a little longer. Work out those hallucinogens.
What's the weather going to be like in Buenos Aires?
According to the forecast, stormy.
Got it. Can't wait.
Agent Stoker, Episode 203, Passenger. Starring Chris Connor as Agent Stoker, Amy Hill as Agent Caliban, Cindy Chung as Caroline Dow, Leandro Cano as Simon Diaz, Otto Asando as Engage, Hugo Armstrong as the passenger, Emily Deschanel as the voice of the Night Brigade. Directed by Greg Pak. Written by Adrian Alex Cruz. Music composed by Christy Carew. Additional music by the Parson Redheads. Sound designer and co-producer Patrick Hogan. Additional sound design, Tyler Kaiser. Producer, Larkin Bell. Producer, Dana Brower. Executive producers, Chris Connor and Brian Nelson. Produced under the jurisdiction of SAG-AFTRA. A production of Night Brigade, LLC. Agent Stoker will return in Episode 204, Metamorphosis.
We are living in a new age. Living in a new age. Kicking up the dust. We are living in a new age. Living in a new age. Kicking up the dust.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.